Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
So many people today want the convenience of what I call Cliff Notes theology. They want somebody else to tell them all about God instead of studying about the Lord from the Lord's Word Himself. And that's how many people are deceived. They don't know the truth, therefore they don't know how to judge and discern what is true or false. And much of this comes from laziness and lack of the fear of the Lord, where people don't want to embark upon study of the Lord, the Maker, our Creator and Redeemer, for themselves, studying to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth in the Holy Scriptures, when the Lord tells us that even the thoughts of His heart have been revealed. He's purposely revealed them in the written counsel and oracles of God. Psalm 33:11. In the book of Exodus, He says that He spoke to us from heaven, and these things are written that you might believe. John 20:31. Now, in the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to start reading in like verse 20. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Now notice, my son, to give attendance to my words that alone could be meditated upon endlessly. Give attendance to the word of God daily to know me. In other words, incline thine heart unto my son. Not only read and attend to them, but incline thy heart unto my sayings, what I've said in my word to you. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Literally, do not let them depart from thine eyes. Keep the word of God flowing through your eye gates as you read it and study it every day. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. The only way that the word of God is going to stay in my heart is that I stay in the word of God. Now, let them not depart from mine eyes. James 1 tells us that the man who gets in the word and then gets out of the word forgets what manner of man he was. We cease to understand how holy he is and how unholy we are and how much we need him when we get out of the word of God. We've already backslidden. Verse 22, Proverbs 4, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." They are life. The words of God are life. Jesus said, "Thy words are spirit." These words are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. So verse 22, Proverbs 4, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And the way we keep our hearts before the Lord is to keep the word of God flowing into our hearts daily, and our hearts being lifted with our hands and mouth in worship and thanksgiving to the King who came and bled and left us with His word. He saw to it that we had the written document of His word. Oh, God is such a good God, so gracious to us. He wants us to have faith, and He says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's why He gave us His word, to feed our faith in Him, because the scriptures reveal the image of a holy, loving God. If we get in the word, friend, the word will get in us and reveal Christ. Christ will be revealed by the Holy Spirit through the word of God. Jesus says, "Search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me." In other words, they reveal me. John 5:39. God bless you.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.